Let's talk about the drainage period.
Well, the drainage that began in 1906 has kept on in a very erratic way because they put in canals, and they began to put the canals in the dry season, and seemed to dry up the Everglades, and everybody went up to farm, and they cut off the sawgrass and built little one-story shacks. And along came a rainy season and drowned them out. So they all came back to what cities there were. But the next time would dry, so then they put in more canals, thinking that more water, they needed more canals. And everybody was building canals. We had there's a law still on the books that will allow people to set up drainage districts of their own property. And they can assess taxes and put in more canals. So they put in a perfect rat race of canals, some dumping water into other people's land and all kinds of things. So that in 1947, the state of Florida brought in the Corps of Engineers under contract with the hope that they would solve the flooding problem, because they were still having floods occasionally, but not all the time. They have every six years, something like that, around Lake Okeechobee. But also to clear up this mess of drainage districts that were going bankrupt and everybody doing all kinds of things without knowing anything about it. And we hoped in 1947 that the engineers would really do a job, but all they did was build more pumps and more dikes and more canals, and they could let the water out or hold it, and they built these three stupid conservancy basins where the sheet flow had been. The number one isn't so important, but number two back of Broward County, number three back of Dade County, is simply stupid. They put the water in it, they fill them up with water from Lake Okeechobee, and the water just sits there, and the water is now polluted that comes in from Lake Okeechobee. And then the canals, then the conservancy areas, water leads into the canals that go into our well supply, our well fields. So we got polluted water from the lake into our well fields. That's why the city of Water, Miami, has to have so many chemicals in it. People have done it without any regard to the true nature of the land or what should be done properly. They've done so much that now people talk about, they patchwork it with little things here and little things there, that change this levee and change that canal, and it's all patchwork. They're not approaching it as an overall thing the way they should. I think they're going to have to begin to. I just came back from a conference in Tallahassee that Governor Graham called, who's very much upset and concerned about the condition now of the Kissimmee, Okeechobee, Everglades Basin. And he had the heads of all the departments, government departments that have anything to do with the water, the DNR, the DER, then he had the Water Management District representative. I don't think he had the Corps of Engineers people, because these are all strictly state people. And the Fish and Wildlife and various other departments of the state government for a conference, and they all were asked to talk about what they thought about the Everglades and what should be done. Well, as far as I could tell, what I say by that, they talk with so much detail that really half the time I would be pretty lost, because I don't know what they were talking about. As far as I could tell, each one of them had a small view of it, but very few of them had. I think Mrs. Tinkel of the DER and the DNR man had a better idea of the whole basin. They know about that. All these other people reporting about various phases. Those reports will be written and given to the governor, and he had three, you might call, civilians up there, a man named Dr. Nelson Blake, and I think Earl Starnes. Why I say I think, I don't think he's attached to the government, except I think he's at the Gainesville, he used to be here in Miami, and myself. Were more or less the listeners. We were the ones who were supposed to evaluate. We were the evaluators. And of course you couldn't, they were still holding on. It went on from 2 o'clock and at 5:30, I had to get up and go to catch a plane to come back. And I excused myself to the governor, and he said, well, now, can you tell us some impression? What do you think about all this? And I said, why, Governor Bob, I couldn't tell you now. I want to see all these people's reports. I don't have an offhand overall judgment that I would consider considerable at the moment. I will have to see. But I said, again, it's got to be considered. The whole basin's got to be considered with the restoration, beginning with the restoration of the Kissimmee River. We cannot do it piecemeal, and we can't do it by patchwork. It's got to be considered as a whole.